Hello everyone, this is Isaac, and you are listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. Today is a special episode, unfortunately, because I'm going to do a condensed show today because I know not everyone in the audience is a fan of the rap music genre and could care less, but I myself am. I have been in this hip-hop culture for a long time, over 20 years at least, 25 years? I don't know. I was young enough to remember when The Chronic came out on cassette tape, so that puts me back there. So anyways, I want to talk about XXXTentacion. He is the rapper that you may have heard about that just died. He was murdered, gunned down in his car outside of a motorcycle dealership in Florida on June 18th. Now, it was curious to me because I had previously talked about him because he was on my radar. Because, like I said, I listen to rap music. He wasn't, you know, my favorite rapper. I actually had been ironically talking about his domestic violence charges because I had read the details about it in a, I think it was a Miami Herald article about it. I didn't know the details of it. And it was pretty disturbing. But, you know, and I'm definitely not excusing it. The guy's got a pretty sordid past. I mean, this guy had a rough childhood. Apparently, I guess he like stabbed somebody at like the age of 7 to try to protect his own mother. I mean, I don't know what kind of psychological damage that would do to a kid. But point is, this kid was kind of like had a rough childhood, kind of like Charles Manson. I did a lot of research on Charles Manson, and man, that guy had a rough go at it. Not to excuse any of the actions of any of these people. Of course, domestic violence is wrong and so on and so forth. But the point is, X should not have been murdered. He should have been given a chance to turn his life around. And he was talented, okay? Besides all that, he was talented. Anyways, that aside, I'm not here to talk about the politics of if he was a good guy or not. There's only one judge, and it ain't me, folks. But this young man, Jussain Onfroy, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He was a SoundCloud rapper. That's like this sort of like independent way of making your own music. Like I said, he had kind of a sordid past in and out of schools and, you know, being raised by different people, trying to, you know, reconnect with his mother here and there. Again, very reminiscent of Charles Manson. But I talked about him in October 2017 because in terms of Kabbalistic numerology, X is actually symbolic of 6. So when you have 3 X's, that is, of course, 666. The reason for that is X is the 24th letter in the alphabet. 2 plus 4 is 6. That's the numerology reduction formula. So anyways, it was curious because the guy has a lot of dark lyrics. And of course, he's got lots of the symbolism that we come to see from some of these entertainers with the all-seeing eye and the Moloch horns and so on. So I made a casual little article about it in October 2017. And it was very curious that he would die on June 18th, 2018, because June is the sixth month, and 18 is 666 as well, if you consider 6 plus 6 plus 6 equals 18. But we're not here for a math lesson, folks. But I am telling you that numerology plays a crucial role in terms of occultism. I'm not necessarily saying people in the occult murder folks like this, but theoretically it's happened in the past, and I'm talking about hundreds of years ago, so perhaps it went underground. And we're going to go through that here in a minute with Drake and the Bohemian Grove connections. But, you know, listening to X, he talked about death a lot. He was a depressed young man. He actually got a tattoo on his head of 17 because he said he was going to be dead before he hit 18. He was very obsessed with death. Another one of these SoundCloud rappers, Ski Mask, the Slump God. I know, that's quite a name, but that's his name. He was, I guess, friends with X. They had a falling out, whatever, whatever. But he had said, he had, there was some, okay, I'm just going to read you what I wrote in the article here, because it gets a little convoluted. But Ski Mask went on Instagram and said that his family had been threatened. And he didn't refer to X specifically, but said he was supposed to be sacrificed. Ski Mask said, "This is a person who has before threatened my family, told me I was supposed to be sacrificed on some crazy shit, so no, I didn't just separate myself for no reason." And then an adult film star named Marsha May was interviewed, and she confirmed that it was X that he was talking about. She said, "XXX has the same thing. He sacrifices his best friend's soul." Ski Mask sacrificed his soul. And of course, if you're really new to this whole realm, then you haven't heard my spiel about the blood sacrifice, the Faustian bargains. And that plays a critical role here if you consider the ancient pagan cultures. And, you know, we're talking about, like, you can read about in the Bible, they sacrificed infants to Moloch, this big horned bull in the Mesopotamian region. But it happened everywhere too. It happened in, like, South America. You know, this isn't exclusive to one particular culture. This was a recurring theme of a sacrifice of a human to the gods. It's an exchange. They want to take the energy, the life force, the blood of the victim, and give it to the gods in return for favors. Now, if you've seen, I did a recent podcast about the film Hereditary, you'll know that that is the theme of that movie as well. Without saying any more about it, I don't want to ruin it for you. It's a really good movie. But anyways, going back to X, like I said, he's got lots of lyrics that are very dark, very macabre. He's kind of one of these sort of emo rappers. And he even faked his own suicide once. And if you look at the lyrics to the song, "Everyone Dies in Their Nightmares," he's talking about how he hopes to die at night, which is curious because he was in fact killed during the day. Now, the curious elements here, and there's also some theories that he faked his own death, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But there's a situation with Drake, and I don't know that Drake had X killed. I have no proof for that. I have some circumstantial evidence that X believed Drake was going to kill him in blood sacrifice fashion. Because what had happened was X had his breakthrough single called "Look at Me," and Drake had a song called "KMT." Now, "Look at Me" came out 1 week prior to Drake's KMT song, and if you listen to them both, it's very obvious that Drake used the same sort of flow and rhythm that X did in "Look at Me." Yeah, you know, and that started the beef, and they went back and forth on Twitter, and X was very vocal about this, okay? And then, you know, at one point, X deleted his Instagram, and his new one only had, like, the one image in May. But prior to that, apparently, from what I gather, from what I've seen online, there was an image X posted that was supposed to be of Drake, allegedly. And it looked pretty much like Drake, and it was a close-up of his face, and he was performing oral sex upon another man, and it was pretty incriminating if indeed that was Drake. It might not have been. You can't really tell, but it looks very similar. So there's, you know, obvious that X is provoking Drake. Then, on X's Instagram, he actually posted an image with some text on it that said Drake was gonna kill him. He said, "If anyone tries to kill me, it was at Champagne Poppy. I'm snitching right now." And at Champagne Poppy is, of course, Drake. So that was very curious because he just did that a few months ago. That was pretty recent. And what is interesting is that no one in the media is talking about Drake and the possibility that Drake was involved with this. That's what blows my mind. That's what scares me, because when I made the video, the first night it happened, I immediately looked into this because I thought, man, this is very odd because, you know, what if Drake was involved? X was an up-and-coming rapper. He dropped his album and it hit number one on the Billboard charts the first week it was out. And this was recently. You know, of course, he was pretty infamous in the news because he had all these domestic violence charges against him and had apparently a real anger issue. But it was very curious that he was so popular. He's got a pretty large cult-like following. But and he's really talented. If you listen to his album, it's actually really good. He's got like this sort of emotional sort of range that reminded me of sort of like Tupac or DMX a little bit. But anyways, instead of the media, I thought by now, I mean, I'm recording this Tuesday night, June 19th. I thought we'd be hearing about Drake by now in the mainstream media. I mean, they're always like a week behind. But I thought we'd hear about it by now, but they're not really talking about it. Instead, they're talking about these rappers, Soldier Kid and Soldier JoJo. I don't even know who they are. No offense to those two. I'm sure they're great rappers, but I'm not familiar with their work. But apparently they're claiming that they did it, and then, you know, those two had to come out and say, look, it wasn't us. And obviously, I don't know who did it. But I think it's curious that we've got all these smoke screens going on, including this dumbass Beyonce and Jay-Z stupid video that they dropped with their mediocre album. I mean, because they're both 10 to 20 years past their prime. I had a huge Twitter battle royale with a person from, I don't know what website it is, one of these gossipy jackass article websites. We were going back and forth because I retweeted it on my Twitter at Illuminati Eyes if you want to check it out. I retweeted the thing because they're talking about the hidden messages in Beyonce and Jay-Z's video. And it's like, first off, you guys don't look for hidden nothing. Like, you're told what the repeat to the mass is. And then second off, like, quit talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z. A, they're not that good. I'm sorry, they're just not. And this comes from, and look, I've followed both of them through their careers. I, you know, back when in the 90s when Jay-Z was at his started his career, like, I listened to Reasonable Doubt. You know, his first like three albums were fire. And then after that, like, he's fine. Like, he's a great rapper, don't get me wrong, and he's a talented businessman, whatever, whatever. Same with Beyonce, but like, they're both past their prime. Like, the media wants to keep this going for some reason. I think it's because they have too much power. So anyways, where was I going with that? I got thrown off track. Anyways, so they're throwing up these smoke screens about Beyonce and Jay-Z and these other rappers, but no one's talking about Drake. No one's talking about it. And it's a little eerie. Then X had an Instagram video where he talked about how he'd be the quote-unquote sacrifice. He said, if I'm going to die or ever be a sacrifice, I want to make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy or they found some sort of answers or resolve in my life, regardless of the negative around my name. So it's curious that he kind of knew it was going to happen. Tupac also knew that he was going to die too, by the way. I talked about that in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, the hip-hop conspiracy book, because he was going to go to Vegas and he made some mention to his girlfriend, Kidada Jones. And then she was like, well, why don't you take your bulletproof vest? And then he was kind of like, well, it's too hot in Vegas, I'm not wearing it. And then look how they did him. Shot to death on the Vegas Strip on a Saturday night or Friday night, whatever night it was, after a Mike Tyson fight. Not one video camera, not one witness. No one knows what happened. Can't find the killer. No clue. Sure. I've seen First 48. They'll figure it. They could figure this stuff out. It's very upsetting. Then X, actually 2 days before he died, warned the other rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine to be safe and to watch his back. Now, he was probably talking about, because Tekashi is in a beef with Chief Keef. That's a whole nother story, but like, I don't know how much Illuminati involvement there is there, but, you know, could X have been paranoid? Could he have possibly known someone was out to get him? I don't know. It's a very strange story. Then there's this guy named 600 Breezy, who I guess he's a Chicago rapper. I'm not familiar with him as well. He got involved. And then X threatened him and said that he's got some people that would knock him off in his own city. In your own fucking city, he said. So could it be that some retaliation happened against X in X's own city down in Florida? Could be. Then look at the most recent song by Drake called I'm Upset, which was actually addressing a beef between him and Pusha T. And he says the lyrics that say he's talking to, first, he's doing some double entendre stuff. He first starts talking about phone sex. He says, end up getting loose and getting pictures from my ex, SMS triple X. Okay. Talking about triple X text messages, right? But triple X is also the name of our rapper in question. Then he says, that's the only time I ever shoot below the neck. Skirt. Why you keep on shooting if you know that N-word is dead? Skirt. That's the only kind of shit that gets you some respect. So could it be that he's talking about shooting X below the neck? Is that how X was killed? I don't know yet. All I seen was the video, which we're going to get into in here a second, but could it be that he was shot below the neck? In fact, Drake lost a friend last year at the witching hour of 3 a.m. And the picture that the mainstream media showed of this friend, he had the 666 all-seeing eye symbol, which is apparently also a symbol for the Bloods, which if you look at the claims of who shot X, they say that there were people wearing red that ran up on him, which would indicate the Bloods. Maybe. I don't know. That's just what I'm reading online, folks. Now, when I look at Drake, I've been looking at him for a long time because he's got this symbolism of the big owl, the Minerva owl, and he's been doing the Moloch horns. Of course, I talked about Moloch being the symbol of sacrifice in the Illuminati, but the owl is what you find at Bohemian Grove. That is the location for the annual gathering of the elites where they do a mock effigy and sacrifice to this big owl god. You think I'm making this up because it sounds insane? It's 100% true. They call it the cremation of care ceremony. And all these famous, comedians, entertainers, politicians, elitists, presidents, they all go to this boys club out there in the woods. And they hang around this big giant owl statue. And they pretend to be sacrificing a child to this owl. And they say, well, it's to signify the removal of all of our cares. I don't know, man. That sounds crazy. But Drake has the owl symbol all over his stuff. The October's very own record label. That's his. OVO. So, if you look at Drake's connections there, you could see that owl is perhaps indicative of the Bohemian Grove owl. He's dropping a new album called Scorpion, which in the Bible is a symbol of evil. And Scorpio, of course, is attached to astrology and the October surprise. And then isn't it interesting that his little record label is called October's Very Own? And the Scorpion is known as like kind of like the king of the underworld and death or whatever. But there's all this weird symbolism here, right? So finally, I want to talk about the idea that maybe X didn't even die. Is it possible? Absolutely. The video that we saw from TMZ of him dead in his car is grainy for some reason, first off, which is weird. I mean, whose phone doesn't shoot at HD video at this point? But maybe, okay. And the video, you can't really see the tattoo in the forehead, nor can you really see any blood, which indicates maybe he was shot below the neck, like the lyrics in the Drake song. And he was in Parkland, which is, that's where X was living. That's where the school shooting happened that some people claim was a whole elaborate staged event. I'm not a huge supporter of the crisis actor theories, but, maybe, I don't know. I'm just telling you what the conspiracy community, sees in these sorts of things. So it's curious that he was down there as well. And not to mention, X faked his own death once before. So, I mean, it's possible. It seems absurd, but maybe. I mean, it'd be the biggest publicity stunt of all time. And I'm waiting for someone to do this. It's just a matter of time before someone does this. I mean, if Kim Kardashian knew to release a porn tape to become famous, why wouldn't someone do this, right? So there you have it. It's a whole slew of dark content given to us by X, and sort of a prophesied sacrifice. Was Drake involved? I don't know. I wish the media would look into it. And I don't know. I mean, Drake seems like a nice guy, right? What would he? What's his interest in this? If he had an interest in it, it would be to, you know, because he's like the number one guy now. But I don't know that X was that big of a threat to him. I don't know. It just seems odd to me. And I don't know why. Why would Drake mess with this stuff? Well, I mean, if you look at the symbolism of the owl and the Bohemian Grove stuff, maybe there's like, maybe this whole theory that there is an occult influence within hip hop and actual blood sacrifices being conducted, then maybe this is the first publicized sacrifice. Tell me what you think. Hit me up on the social medias. I'm on Twitter at Illuminati Eyes. I'm on Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. I'm on Facebook, Illuminati Watcher or Isaac Weishaupt. And let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about this. Was it faked? Was Drake involved? Is Drake innocent? Why is the media not even talking about Drake? Let me know what you think, because I'm curious. We need so many answers to this, and we don't have them yet. You can also go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and sign up for a free email newsletter where you'll get the updates to this as it reveals itself. Either way, you know, it's a sad event. It's tragic that we lost another artist, regardless of what he did or did not do to other people. I mean, you got to give people a chance to kind of make themselves right, you know. Some people are victims of pretty awful upbringings, and, you know, maybe this was his chance to get some money and kind of turn his life around and for the positive. You just can't take that away from them. And, you know, hopefully Drake wasn't involved. I like Drake. I actually like Drake's music. I like all of these hip-hop artists, and, you know, bums me out when I see all this feuding, man. We lost Big and Pac, and now we lost X. So, anyways, I want to thank you for your time. Leave a review for the podcast, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture, on iTunes or Stitcher or Podbean or whatever you like. I like reading your reviews, and I appreciate your time. And as always, be your best for those who deserve your best.